We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9, and we had the chance to sit down this morning with 7th District U.S. Congressman Colin Peterson. Of course, he is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, and of course, a few things we wanted to talk about here today. And first of all, I got the Congressman's comments on the transportation bill in which the crop insurance amendment was put in to prevent them from taking in that $3 billion estimate they wanted to take out of the crop insurance program. Colin Peterson had this to say.
Yeah, well, it happened to be where they decided to fix the crop insurance situation. This is something that should have never gotten into the budget bill in the first place. I'm not sure how it got in there. Nobody talked to any of us on the Ag Committee, and they didn't know what they were doing, because if that provision would have prevailed, we probably wouldn't have crop insurance anymore in the country. So we immediately said that we would bring the budget bill down if they didn't get that out of there. Because of the relationship with the Senate, it was too late to take it out, so we got a commitment in writing from the leadership that they would fix it in the omnibus appropriation bill. Well, then when that word got out, some people, part of the other commitment was that the $3 billion over 10 years would not come out of the ag budget, because we had already made cuts in the farm bill. So when that word got out, then other people started putting pressure on the leadership over there to make sure it came out of the ag budget. And so to avoid that situation, they put it in the highway bill, which is kind of unusual. But we got it fixed, and there's going to be no cuts in the ag budget, which there shouldn't be. And so, you know, that was the main thing that affected agriculture in that bill. Although having a long-term highway bill and having increased funding for roads, bridges, and so forth is a positive thing for agriculture, because obviously we use the roads a lot for transportation of our products.
I asked Colin Peterson why it always seems like it's the ag budgets or the ag programs that always seem to be the ones they want to cut first, and he had this to say.
You know, we can't get anybody to take credit for it or to assign blame. So the only thing I can say is there wasn't anybody in the room in the leadership of the House or Senate or in the administration that knew what they were doing, because that cap would have effectively guaranteed that if you were in the crop insurance business, you would lose money. And these companies are already questioning whether this is a good business to be in long term, because the amount of money that the A&O, the administrative and money that's allowed to the companies 10 years ago was 30-some percent. Now it's 14.5%, and out of that comes all the agent commissions and taxes and computer systems and all of the stuff to run this crop insurance system. So it's 14.5% sounds like a lot, but it's actually 5%. And if they'd have got the 8.9% that was in the amendment, they would have effectively made the return on crop insurance zero. And I think you'd have seen a lot of people bailing out of the system.
Moving on from there, we talked about the WTO, and if you didn't hear, the World Trade Organization authorized at least $1.01 billion in retaliatory tariffs that Canada and Mexico could impose on us due to our country of origin labeling. And of course, there are commodity groups and some groups organizing saying that we need to repeal this altogether. Farmers Union and a couple other groups saying that we need to just make it voluntary. I asked Colin Peterson his thoughts, first of all, on the WTO ruling.
No, the Canadians said $3 billion. We said $100 million. So we were closer than the Canadians were. But, you know, $1 billion is a lot, retaliation is a significant situation. And this is another one of these things that's in consideration in the omnibus bill, whether they should put either repeal of COOL or a move to a voluntary country of origin labeling, similar to what 61 other countries have, including Canada. That has been my recommendation to the people that are negotiating this. But I think there is a possibility that one of the outcomes might be the complete repeal of COOL. And that could be done in the omnibus bill or the Senate. You know, the House passed a repeal bill, which I didn't support. It's over in the Senate. The Senate could pick that up and pass it, send it to the President. So I think at the minimum you're going to see voluntary country of origin labeling, which without the born, raised, and slaughtered provisions, which is what caused the trouble, which caused the segregation, which brought this case. And every other country uses the country that it's slaughtered in as the country of origin. and that's where we ran afoul of the WTO. So we'll just have to wait and see, what the outcome is here. But I think there is going to be some. I don't think the Congress is going to allow the $1 billion retaliation to happen.
Lately, Congressman Peterson has been making the circuit. He addressed members at the Farmers Union annual meeting. He also addressed members of the State Farm Bureau meeting. He also was just this last weekend up in Hinckley addressing the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And I asked Congressman Peterson what his message is going out to the farmers and the members of these organizations as they look forward going ahead into 2016.
Well, what I've been telling them is that things are getting better. We're starting to get things done. And, we were untangling some things that have been tied up for quite a while, like the highway bill. Even though John Boehner is a good friend of mine, and I think he did a good job, there seems to be more outreach since Paul Ryan took over. And I've had more contact from Republicans in the last month than I've had in the last 2 years on issues outside of agriculture. They always talk to me about ag, but now they're talking to me about other things. So, I think it's... It seems to that they understand that if you're going to have major legislation, it's very difficult to get something that's going to stick without it being bipartisan. I think the Republicans are understanding that folks are frustrated and that we have to figure out ways to work together. And so I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to make more progress getting some of these things resolved.
That was Congressman Colin Peterson. Of course, he is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee from our Minnesota 7th District here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.